It's a Saturday night special here on 106.9 The Ranch. Sarah hanging out with you, and we were talking off air. Apparently, you're an Astros fan.
Yes.
I don't think you heard about that. I'm not.
Oh, really?
I live here in you know, North Texas, DFW. Mm-hmm. Rangers.
Rangers.
Even though it's not their year. Rangers. But yeah. We'll let it pass. It's okay. You can have your moment. You can enjoy your ring and all that stuff and having, you know, Justin Verlander and all the great players. But okay. Good for you.
I'm sorry. You know, I will give you this, though. The Rangers back in, was it like... I think it was 2010.
Oh, yeah. 2010
They were like amazing. And the Astros, yeah. I think they had like over 100 losses. And yeah, 100 losses.
It was bad. It was definitely a great time to be a Rangers fan.
Yeah, I remember being an Astros fan, and the Rangers would always beat the Astros. And I'd be like, gosh, I can't watch this anymore. It's just too brutal. And, of course, I wasn't just a bandwagoner, you know. I've been a big fan since the Killer Bee days, you know. And so, you know, I was there when they had, you know, three straight losing seasons. And then they finally started picking up and they got all these prospects and stuff. But, yeah, I was so happy that they won the World Series. I honestly couldn't believe it. I didn't, you know, I knew the Astros were good, but I didn't think they were, like, that good. Because, I mean, they had to beat the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And the Yankees and the Dodgers. And so those three teams, I mean, I didn't think they could do it. But honestly, they couldn't have done it without Verlander.
So. Oh, no, that was that trade at the end of the season, because I remember when it went down, I was like, that makes sense.
I couldn't believe it because I was a big Verlander fan.
Yeah.
Huge. I always liked him, even though he was with the Tigers. And when I found out that he was with the Astros, I was like, whoa, like, this is big. Like, Justin Verlander, like, he's a big name, you know, mm-hmm. for him to come to Houston and stuff. And then he did amazing. And like I said, I was at Game 5 World Series. And my brother and I went. And crazy game. My God, I lost my voice. And I had to go to the studio the next day. And it was horrible. I didn't get my voice back for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
but,
man.
You know, I tell everyone, even though I went to that game, it's a win-lose situation. Because it's a win that I got to see probably one of the greatest World Series game ever. But the lose is that no other game will ever compare to that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been to lots of really great games. I went to opening day this year. And, of course, you know, Rangers
right.
were playing the Astros. We know how that went. But it was a fun game. It was still fun. I almost got, you know, hit in the face with a foul ball off of Odor. Luckily, I moved, and then my dad tried to barehand it, and that didn't go well. But, I mean, you just have those games that are just so good. They're just so hard to top. And I'm sure it's like that with shows. You know, you
right.
have the shows that
oh, yeah.
once you know, you do it, you're like, you've got the bar set. And, you know, all of them, they're all like pizza. Pizza is just always good.
Right.
But then there's just that great pizza.
Right. Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, I actually, you know, I really wasn't a Rangers fan until, I guess, this year, just because one of my buddies actually is in the Rangers organization.
Okay.
I played high school ball with him. His name is Jose Trevino.
Okay.
And anyways, he got called up as a catcher. I think it was around Father's Day.
Yeah, he's been doing really good.
Yeah,
so I think I saw him in Round Rock a few times.
Yeah, yeah,
he's spent time in Round Rock.
Yeah, he got like a walk-off hit on Father's Day, and that's when I was like a Rangers fan. And anyways, he's a real good friend of mine. We played ball together when we were kids, and really great guy. So he's kind of the reason why I kind of like the Rangers, but deep down, I'm an Astros
yeah.
fan.
It was easier to kind of root for both teams when they're, you know, had the different leagues.
Right.
But now that they're both American League, that makes life so much more
and
difficult.
And the same division, too.
Exactly. So. It makes it, you really have to choose. You can't just be, you know, one or the other.
Right.
But, yeah, there you go. But, I mean, we were kind of on the subject. You've got a bunch of really big shows coming up, one of which, you know,
right,
playing with Clay Walker, who you saw at Game 5.
Yeah, we're going to be opening up for Clay Walker August 24th at Brewster Street Ice House there in Corpus. And yeah, like I was telling you earlier, there at the Game 5 World Series, my brother and I were there, and it was sold out, so there's all these people there at the ticket line and everything and trying to get in. Like I said, I just saw this cowboy hat that just stuck out because everybody there is just wearing Astros gear or Dodgers gear. And I look, and I'm like, I think that's Clay Walker. And I tell my brother, And he's like, nah, there's no way. That couldn't have been him. I'm like, oh, that has to be him. Like, he's wearing a cowboy hat.
When you're in a cowboy hat, you mean business.
Exactly. You know, and to a baseball game, too. You know, usually you wear a ball cap.
Especially in the indoors of, right. You know, the juice box.
Exactly. And so we get our seats and stuff. We're there. And sure enough, Clay Walker was there singing the national anthem. And so... So pretty much I almost got to meet him because we're like 20, 30 feet away. But now I actually get to meet him and kind of tell him, share that experience with him and say, hey, man, I almost met you. Yeah. I was this close, man, but oh well.
That's how this business is, though, these connections. I talk to so many artists, you know, they started as the fans and then they, you know, move their way up and then they become friends with the people that, you know, that they held on that pedestal. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure it's a weird dynamic because you remember like, I remember back when... And here I am now, you know, sitting enjoying a beer with so-and-so.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like you picture these people like they're almost, I don't want to say like gods, but they're just like big idols. And you're like, man, like this guy is so awesome, or this girl. And like you finally meet him and then you just realize that they're exactly like you. They're just like anybody else. And it's just so cool. You know, we've experienced that with a lot of these big Texas artists. Mm-hmm. We've opened up. I mean, we played shows with Bart Crow, Kyle Park, Jimmy the Moonshine, all these other bands, Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen, and John Wolfe, and all these guys are just so down to earth, and it's just like they just act like they've known you your whole life, and it's just like, wow, man, y'all guys are so cool. Like, I want to be like you, you know?
They're just real people too.
Right.
How about that? Yeah, I always have those moments where I forget because I'm used to, you know, the celebrity of it, and then I'm like, oh, that's right. You know, yeah, they're just regular person.
And at the same time, you don't want to be like fangirling.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, man, like... He's right there. Like, I just want to, like, just take a picture of him. But you guys seem to be cool and, like, hey, man, like, what's going on? You know, and kind of put on the front. But.
Luckily, with musicians, I'm pretty good about that. The only time recent memory I've had, like, that, oh my God, like, could not move, shaky legs moment, I was at the mall looking for shoes and Luke Wilson was there.
Really?
Yeah. And I was being cool because you could tell when people are talking to a celebrity, they just have that voice, and I could tell the lady helping him, she was trying to keep it cool, like, this is just a regular customer, just another dude buying some shoes. And then, you know, once he moved and I saw who it was, I'm just like, what do I do? They don't have the shoes, but I don't want to leave. This is Luke Wilson, I love him, this could be our meet cute. But yeah, so I get it. And luckily there were no words exchanged, I was cool. It was, I don't have a restraining order or anything. So it's cool. I can run into him again and nothing to worry about. But that's cool. Well, have you had, I know you're writing a lot of your songs. Have you had the opportunity to start writing with some of the people you've been looking up to? Or are you really just not a lot of co-writing?
Not here lately. You know, I usually do a lot of my writing by myself. I kind of just, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, when I start writing a song, I always start off with a melody. And I kind of go off the vibe of the melody, and then I start putting the lyrics together. And sometimes, you know, I'll write the song, and it just all of a sudden just takes a different direction. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, Two Step at a Time was actually supposed to be a fantasy song. And it was actually supposed to be, you know, about this guy just dreaming about this girl that he has no chance with. And the more I start writing it, the more I started realizing that it was kind of creepy. And so I was like, okay, this is like too, this is like way too creepy. Like, I just need to make this into a love song. Because when I wrote that first verse, you know, I kiss you good morning, run my fingers through your hair, tell you how good you look, can't help but stare. Like, all those are very descriptive. And so I wanted to be like, man, those are good lyrics for a love song. And so I wanted it to write it to where the listener could close their eyes and actually picture the song in their head.
And not just picture some dude just creepy.
just wide-eyed, just staring at you. No,
now
not
I'm
like
going to
think
every time I hear it, like, you know, this could have been just super creepy. Thank God it's not. It could have been.
I didn't want to be known as that guy. So, so whenever I started writing it, you know, it started piecing together, and I always wanted to write a song about dancing. And so it just so happened that I kind of put a play on word instead of, like, you know, fall in love one step at a time, it's two stepping at a time, and just form it into a dancing type song. And so I thought that was, like, really neat. That one was probably my favorite song off the album. Our first single, Drunk Enough, when I wrote that one, that one was actually supposed to be a really slow beer drinking song, mm-hmm. like really mid-tempo, like a lot of minor chords. And when I wrote it and we did it, I sent it to our producer, and it was the last song we put on the record. And so when he was when he listened to it and stuff, he was like, man, I'm gonna be honest, it sounds a lot like the other songs. Maybe you need to do something a little more upbeat, or maybe even try maybe just try writing a new song. And I was really stubborn because I didn't want to write another song. I put so much work into this song, and I was
You're ready to be done.
Yeah, so I got... So what I did is I had this other upbeat melody, and I put the lyrics into it and kind of switched around a few words and pitched it to our producer, and he liked it. So we started recording it and stuff, and actually it had a really mellow guitar intro. Mm-hmm. And when we started doing it, we started tracking the fiddle, and the fiddle guy, our fiddle player Scott, he started doing this this fiddle playing in the chorus. I just really loved the way it sounded, and I'm like, man, can we just try just like a fiddle intro? Like, I know we have a guitar intro already, but can we try to do like a fiddle intro? Like, it's not going to hurt anything. Like, let's just give it a shot. And so we did it, and that's when we came out with the intro that it has now with the fiddle. Very, very upbeat and crazy. And so our producer was like, man, I'm not gonna lie, you know, the song sounds too happy and the lyrics are kind of sad. He's like, I don't know if that's gonna gel really well. And I was like, man, I don't care, like it sounds so good, like just let's just keep it like that, you know, let's keep that fiddle in there, I think it's gonna be great. And so we kept it that way, and you know, Dylan really liked it, pushed it as our single, and it went to a number one, you know. So like I said, you know, the way, you know, whenever you write a song, I just don't know what it is, sometimes it can just go a different direction, you know, kind of like two-stepping at a time. Yeah. You go from a creep song to like a really heartfelt love song, you know. So
awesome. Well, could you play another song for us?
Okay, we'll go ahead and play our last single, Drunk Enough. All right, here we go. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4. People say it ain't worth it. They drown my sorrows in this old bar. I wouldn't call myself perfect. Lord knows I've had my share of scars. Doesn't matter how many brews I've had, or if I try to drink them too fast. I can't get drunk enough, just not tough enough. One by one, two by two, I just can't get my mind off you. The more I drink for you, I just think of you. Should I throw in the towel and just give up? 'Cause I can't get drunk enough. Tequila and whiskey just can't numb all of my pain. It makes me wonder if you miss me, or even care. I'm going insane. Shot after shot, no matter how strong, my heart keeps crying. Song after song, I can't get drunk enough, just not tough enough. One by one, two by two, I just can't get my mind off you. The more I drink for you, I just think of you. Should I throw in the towel and just give up? 'Cause I can't get drunk enough. Can't get drunk enough, just not tough enough. One by one, two by two, I just can't get my mind off you. The more I dream for you, I just think of you. Should I throw in the towel and just give up? 'Cause I can't get drunk enough. I can't get drunk enough.
That's Robert Ray here on 106.9 The Ranch Saturday Night Special. Where can everyone go to check out the music and everything?
Right, so you can go to www.robertraycountry.com. I have all the digital outlets there. Or you can just go to iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, all that good stuff. You can also check out my social media. Facebook is under Robert Ray, Instagram at Robert Ray Country. My Twitter is under Robert Ray Music. My YouTube page is under Robert Ray. Like I said, you can just go to my website, robertraycountry.com, and everything is there. The music videos, the merch, tour dates, everything. That's pretty much where you guys can find me.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all for stopping in.
Yes,
be
thank
safe
you.
On the road. And
yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
If you liked what you heard, make sure you check them out and keep it here on 106.9 The Ranch. It is the Saturday Night Special.